Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my G's? PSA, hip hop. First off, I want to say RIP to my guy, Zach TV. Watson, what's good, man?
What's good, my G? What's poppin'?
Shit, we out here, man. Let's get right into this, man. We here again, my dude. Same thing like last year. A repeat of the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland UConn Cavaliers. Talk to me, my G.
The four All-Stars versus the Cleveland Croswells. Now, LeBron and the Cleveland Croswells are the clear underdog, and rightfully so. I think everyone is picking Golden State to win, but what bothers me is that they're trying to shape a narrative about the series before it's even done. And the narrative is Golden State's going to win this series, but none of this affects LeBron's legacy. And I'm trying to figure out, how does that work? How do you, in your generation, in your era, when you're considered the GOAT, the best player of your generation, lose to a team three times if you lose? Like, I don't know how do they want us to look at this?
You're going to lose to a team. How does it hurt your legacy, though?
This is how it hurts your legacy. You're considered the best player of your era in your generation, but yet Steph Curry will have as many rings as you and will have beaten you.
Steph Curry has an all-star bunch of niggas with him, bro. Kevin Durant, Playoff Clay, you heard of that guy before, and Draymond Green.
So here's the thing. The winner to the victor goes the spoils. History remembers the champions, the people who win. They don't remember the fact that the Patriots went 16-0. You know what they remember? Eli Manning and Plaxico Burleson. That's what they remember. So all of this second place is the first loser, like Capuzzo's mixtape, that's what that is.
Oh, boy.
All that being runner-up ain't no winner. There ain't no moral victory.
But he knows he has no chance. You think LeBron thinks he has a chance to win the NBA Finals against this squad, my dude? He's just happy to be here in his Jadakiss voice.
Here's the thing. LeBron is not going to be happy to be a perennial loser. That's not something that he's going to be.
LeBron knows he has no chance of beating the Golden State Warriors. The train stops here, my dude. Last stop. The shuttle, man.
So this is how our preview goes. LeBron has no chance. But no matter what.
He has no chance. What the fuck am I going to tell you, Watson? He has no goddamn chance.
So what I want to say, LeBron has no chance, but LeBron is the greatest player of his generation. That's the narrative. Because if that's the case,
he's playing against. My nigga, you acting like you don't know the Golden State Warriors roster. Let's look at the roster compared to Cleveland's roster. On paper, by far, it's a body bag, is it not?
Absolutely.
My focus is LeBron going to win more than one game? That's what I'm worried about. If he takes it to seven games, shout out to LeBron. I don't think it's going to happen. But if he could push it to seven games, yo, salute to LeBron. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how the hell you're going to stop Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Dog, the Warriors are looking at this like they just played the NBA Finals against the Houston Rockets, my dude. To the average NBA fan, the NBA Finals just happened. Let's be real.
I think they all have the highest utmost respect for LeBron James. And they're not going to underestimate
him. Not for the rest of the niggas on the team?
They don't, but they do for LeBron James. And guess what we found out? LeBron James willed his team to three series. And they only
That's
had
not happening this time, bro.
And they only had home court advantage. And they only had home court advantage in one. So I'm telling you, the Golden State Warriors have the highest utmost respect for LeBron James. And they're not going into this, well, because LeBron James' team is trash and you got Malachi the Nutcracker.
Them niggas don't respect the Cavaliers, my nigga. Come on, son.
But
they look at these niggas like little niggas, man. I could only view little niggas like little
I'm
niggas, man.
I'm going to tell you why they're not. I'm going to tell you why they're not. Because the straw that stirs the drink will be playing. When he's out there, He could LeBron. He's the star that carries the
drink. Stop this talk, man. Like, you don't know fucking NBA basketball, my nigga. This nigga has no chance of winning.
What I'm saying is that I know Golden State is going to win in my heart, but I'm telling you, they're not sleeping on this team.
Yeah, okay, they're snoring, my nigga.
They're not worried about the Cavaliers at all. I don't believe that. If that's the case, then Steve Kerr has failed as a coach. If Steve Kerr has already fitted their ring size, then he's failed as a coach. You have to go out there and win.
Dog, they got the champagne already bubbling in the Oracle for these niggas, man. Come on, son. You and I both know this, man.
So here's my take on it.
What's your take, bro?
This ruins LeBron's legacy. It ruins.
How?
You cannot be going to finals and constantly losing. History looks at it this way. 50 years from now, when they look back on the 2018, 17, 16, 15, they're going to see the NBA championship winner is the Golden State Warriors. They beat LeBron three times. LeBron beat them one time.
Let's go back to the history tapes. Let's go back to our history now. The first year they played, wasn't LeBron Dolo out there? Kyrie hurt himself game one. Kevin Love didn't play. So he's basically Dolo, and he's averaging damn near triple-double, like 14, 40, 11, 9, some type shit like that, the first year. Did that happen? So how the hell was he going to beat the Warriors by himself without Kyrie and Kevin Love, bro? How was that going to happen?
Like Steph Curry said, Steph Curry, shut up.
I saw that comment you made, my dude. You're just trying to make those guys feel good after you kick their ass. Knock it off, Steph. You don't believe in them niggas at all. Come on, son. Knock it off.
What you were doing, what everybody needed to be doing, is y'all are setting the bar so low that if LeBron somehow miraculously wins this series, y'all are going to undoubtedly say he's the greatest of all time.
He is.
And it's amazing saying that when you watch Jordan. That's the thing that's killing me. Like, you watch Jordan's career. You know damn well he ain't better than Michael Jordan. And when you say it, it's shocking.
My nigga, Jordan did not play teams like this in the finals, my nigga.
Yeah, he did.
No,
and
he did not.
And I told somebody on Twitter that. They was like, has he ever played a team this good? Yeah, he played a team that good.
Who?
He played a team called the Portland Trailblazers in 1992.
My nigga, this is what we doing on the show tonight? This is what we doing on the show, Watson?
All-star.
You talking about Clyde Drexler, Jerome Kersey, Terry Porter,
yeah.
Kevin Duckworth?
Yeah.
Bum-ass niggas? Man, get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Come on, son.
Wait. So let me give everybody some NBA history, because I call myself a hip hop historian, but I'm also an NBA historian. That Blazers team that Jordan beat in a 4-year span.
This nigga's talking about the Blazers in '92, man. This nigga,
That Blazers team had a player named Clyde Drexler, who was better than playoff Clay. Clyde Drexler is better.
I don't know if he's wait. Slow down. I don't know if he's better than. Don't do Clay like that. Yo, my nigga, let me tell you something. You're going to have to start putting some fucking respect on Klay Thompson's name.
He's not better
and
than
Klay.
Clyde Drexler, and he's damn sure ain't having a better career than Clyde Drexler. He's damn sure not
Dog,
having a better career than Clyde Drexler.
Isn't his
Klay
6 or 7 year in the league? Dog, it's his 6 or 7 year in the league, and the man has 2 rings. What the blood clot are you talking about,
Clyde
man?
Clyde Drexler in his 6 or 7 year was averaging 27, 28 a game. Clyde Drexler was great. Great in college, great in the pros.
I'm not
my
saying it wasn't
is,
great.
My point is this. Everybody who's trying to act like Jordan and play against great plays, you lying your ass.
He did it, my nigga. Not like LeBron.
Especially you. You know better. That Sean Kemp. You telling me that Sean Kemp, Gabby Payton squad. That
really, my nigga?
Detlef Shrimp?
Hersey Hawkins? Get the fuck out of here, Watson, man. Knock it off, my G.
I'm glad you said that. Let's go to the tape. Detlef Shrimp. Sean Kemp and Gary Payton were all All-Stars. They had 3 All-Stars on that team. Am I lying?
You're comparing the Supersonics to the Golden State Warriors and the Spurs?
Come on. Am I lying? Were they not? They had the best record in the NBA. So here's what's crazy that 3 is also not telling you. Michael Jordan's teams are going against these teams, and they have better records. The Blazers had a better record that year than Michael Jordan in 92.
Utah did also.
My point is, he went against a guy named Carmelo, who's only the second leading scorer in NBA history, and John Stockton, who leads the NBA and assists in history.
And LeBron had to play the Spurs. Tim Duncan, the best power forward ever to lace up a pair of sneakers. So what are you saying, Watson?
And I'm telling you, he played against Carmelo, who's a great motherfucker, and he played against John Stockton, arguably the greatest passing point guard in history, better than Jason Kidd. Yes, John Stockton. But he was better than Jason Kidd.
That's debatable.
I'm glad you said Magic. Because speaking of Magic, Michael Jordan beat Magic. Michael Jordan beat John Stockton. Michael Jordan beat
a washed-up Magic Johnson with Vlade Divac and an old washed-up James Worthy. Man, my niggas, if you don't knock it off, man, these niggas are playing championship basketball in 87. He's on 92, man. Get the fuck out of here, Watson, man.
Let me ask you a question. Tim Duncan better than Charles Barkley, in your opinion?
Yes.
So Tim Duncan, to you, is better than Karl Malone, and Charles Barkley, and Patrick Ewing, right?
Isn't Tim Duncan the best power forward ever?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you for your basketball.
Yeah, I was in the building, yes.
Okay. So in your opinion, that Spurs team with Manu, Tony Parker, Sean Elliott, and Tim Duncan is better than any team.
Avery Johnson, and the guard, Avery Johnson. Go ahead. P-Rock, a.k.a. Avery Johnson. A.K.A. P-Rock.
That team is better than that Blazer team, that Portland Trail Blazer team with Clyde Drexler, Tubby Porter.
The Spurs?
Yeah.
Dog, all they had was a good backcourt. That's it.
Yo, Cliff Robinson was an all-star.
This nigga, Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson was an all-star?
Cliff niggas talking about Cliff Robinson.
I was shit on the 90s, my nigga. I was never
Cliff Robinson, my nigga.
I would never let you shit on 90s just so you could justify LeBron.
Nigga, I'm not trying to shit on nobody. Don't talk about Cliff Robinson, my dude. Kevin Love is better than Cliff Robinson. You want to go there? Kevin Love is better than fucking Cliff Robinson, bro.
I'm telling you about the best players. Yo, guess what? You know when Jordan won the NBA Finals?
Trailblazers.
He beat three All-Stars.
My nigga, the 2000 Trailblazers had a better squad. Hold on, my nigga. The 2000 Trailblazers had a better squad with Scottie, Rasheed Wallace, Damon Stoudemire, Sabonis, and them niggas. What are you talking about?
That Jordan never played against his great teams is a fucking lie. Because he played against the greatest teams.
No, not more than LeBron. Not more than LeBron.
Better. Yes, they were better than LeBron's team. You telling me that Dallas team? Wait, watch this. That Dallas team he lost to, Blazers wasn't better than that Dallas team? Charles Barkley, Dan Marley, and Kevin Johnson's team wasn't better than that Dallas team? Sean Kemp, the Rain Man, and Gary Payton in them wasn't better than that Dallas team?
No, I'm not giving you the Supersonics. Get the fuck out of here.
Terry?
No.
Give me a break, man. Stop making shit up to justify.
I'm not making up nothing.
Let me give you a fact right now. LeBron James is a perennial motherfucking loser in the finals. He's about to lose.
Don't do that. Don't shit on LeBron like that, my nigga. Don't do that.
Peep the Steve. He is about to lose to six finals. He's been to 9 NBA finals. Homie,
hey, hold on. Why are you not saluting him on that? Why are you not saluting him for going on? Watson. Why are you not saluting him on getting to 9 NBA finals and 8 in a row on top of that? 8 in a row? That's not
because
that's not
I
bad.
Don't salute.
That's nothing,
no,
right? Fuck it, nothing.
Because I don't salute. Because I don't salute Jerry West for going to 8 in a row and losing 7. You don't hear me saluting Jerry West. The logo.
No, we weren't even watching Jerry West. Get the fuck out of here.
He went to 8 straight finals. I don't hear you saying nothing about him. Yo,
fuck Jerry West.
You're not gonna give Jerry West props. He went to 8 finals and lost. You're not gonna give him props for that. You're not gonna give Jerry West his props, man. He went to 8 straight finals.
You do know LeBron is playing with George Hill, Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson for some odd reason. Jordan Clarkson, you just forgot to put the ball in the fucking hoop. I don't know what happened to your game. I thought if anybody coming over here, you would flourish a little bit. Rodney Hood went from averaging 17 points a game in Utah from barely getting 15 minutes a night in the fucking playoffs, my nigga. LeBron is dolo. Dolo. Isn't that why Kevin Durant's bitch ass ran over to Golden State after niggas beat his ass 3-1? He ran over there?
You're right.
Isn't that what he did?
So that's what I'm saying. While you can praise LeBron all you want, the fact still remains his record in the finals is going to be 3-6. Now let's talk about great NBA players in history. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Hakeem
Olajuwon. LeBron's not at the table? LeBron is not sitting at the table with these niggas?
Let me make my case about these great players. all of them have winning records in the finals. You know who ain't going to have a winning record in the finals? Three Letterman is trying to justify to all the people who come in and you talk to, he's trying to justify being a perennial loser in the finals.
No, I don't think he's a perennial loser. I don't think he's a perennial loser at all.
He's trying to say that LeBron losing to Steph Curry three out of four times does nothing to affect LeBron's greatness. It just means LeBron is
he has no help. Kyrie decided to bounce. If Kyrie was playing, this series might be a different story.
Now,
even though they lost last year,
Y'all remember when this trade happened? Me and Three decided to do a show about the trade. I told the trade was trash.
You always
said he got a bunch of trash. I said that. They say no, we didn't. I said it. You didn't. You fuck the trade. They got younger. They got more athletic. Those were your words. So now he got the younger, more athletic guys.
You got to throw in there also, David Griffin got fired, right? They bring in this other young boy, Kobe Altman. He makes a couple trades. They had to get rid of Derrick Rose and D. Wade and James Crowder and a bunch of these bum-ass niggas that was over there, my nigga. It didn't work. You had to get rid of IT and all these little bum-ass niggas. That's your man, IT. We try to fucking defend how many times throughout the course of the NBA season, man. Get the fuck out of here. I got Golden State in six, my G.
Golden State in four. Easy four. And you got Golden
State. You're the same guy who said Golden State was gonna be Houston in five. You're the same person that said Cleveland was gonna be Boston in five. Come on, my nigga. Come on, man. Come on.
You're right. I'm the same guy that picked Toronto to beat Cleveland, and I was
so LeBron's not to LeBron. You're not giving LeBron a game.
Why should I? He's going against KD. Why should I? When he's going against KD?
What do you mean KD?
Outplayed him. Showed the world LeBron can't guard me.
You're lying to the common boys. And let me tell you why you're lying to the common boys.
PK, guess what, LeBron? This ain't Victor Oladipo in the first round, LeBron. This ain't DeMar DeFrancis.
Yeah, exactly, you're right. This Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So here's my
point. I don't know what the fuck are you talking about.
I can't wait till they sweep them, and then I'm going straight shit on LeBron. Perennial loser in the fight.
I don't understand how you niggas can shit on LeBron. I don't understand how the rest of you losing-ass niggas this shit on LeBron. I don't understand how you niggas can't do it. Listen, I will say this, man. LeBron, I don't got your woman winning, my nigga, but I am pulling for you. I am sick and tired of Golden State. I got to say that. Clay, you my guy. I rocks with you heavy. You know, and shout out to you, Clay, because truth be told, those two diva-ass niggas you play with, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, it's because of you and the way you carry yourself. You're not egomaniac like these niggas. Like Steph Curry, I don't believe in all that humble shit you be trying. You fake humble, my nigga. You're a fake humble person. And KD, you've been as a bitch absence in you. You're a great player, but you always will be number two. Now, you will get your ring, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Andre Iguodala's not playing game one. Cleveland, I think this is the game you guys got to try to steal is game one. Because Iggy's not playing. You got to try to steal game one.
Oh, you're right.
Somehow.
Wait. You're right. Iggy's an MVP. Steph Curry's never got an MVP. That's going to tarnish him. Because Iggy got the MVP the first time, right?
Said Iggy was MVP, I never subscribed to that.
I never subscribed to that, sir. You can't. Now, let me tell you what you're going to subscribe to. His name is Kevin Durant. What you going to do, talk about his hair? Talk about that he don't got waves?
Yeah,
and then
you got a fucking
brush
and get some Murray's grease, nigga. And fix your fucking beard, nigga.
Pause that. I don't comment on how another man looks. No,
I don't give a fuck. I'm commenting on it. I'm commenting on it. God damn it!
And I'm commenting on that nobody could guard him,
LeBron is 33 years of age. He's gonna be wasting a lot of energy on the defensive side, and then he has to run the offense for Cleveland. You know, there's a thing called fatigue, right? You are aware of that, right? You're not giving LeBron props for playing 82 games. First of all, he played all 82 games, first off. While Kevin Durant could be lackadaisical on defense sometimes and not – they go through spurts where they don't – where they're not playing good, he could do that because of the niggas he has with him. LeBron can't do that.
Golden State in four. And let's be clear, everybody who's listening, the LeBron narrative of, okay, this team is going to lose in four games, but we must figure out a way to make sure the stench of losing to Golden State three out of four doesn't stay on the phone.
LeBron,
the
fact that
his record in the finals is 3-6. Nobody talks about Jim Kelly dominating Dan Marino and John Elway in their prime. Nobody talks about that. You know why? Because when he dominated,
talk about the four losses that he got. When you talk about the four losses in the Super Bowl, my G.
Because
Jim Kelly did not win.
As soon as he played against that NFC defense, he lost.
Well, that's a bad comparison because Jim Kelly has no Super Bowl rings, while LeBron James has two rings. What the hell are you talking about?
When he was dominating the most prolific passer of the 80s in Dan Marino, the comeback kid, John Elway, in his prime, Jim Kelly used to beat them on a regular basis. But guess what? He's 0-4 in the Super Bowl, but let's give him props. He did go there 4 years in a row. Kudos to you, Jim Kelly, and the Buffalo Bills, and Thurman Thomas, and RJB. Salute to y'all.
They didn't win shit, though.
They
didn't
right.
win
exactly.
shit. What the hell are you talking about? LeBron won two, got three rings. What are you talking about, nigga? LeBron has three rings. What are you talking about?
Y'all, this. You ain't over Tim Duncan. You ain't over Shaq. You ain't over Kobe. And you damn sure ain't over Jordan with no three rings and a perennial
So you just talking about, all right, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about just rings or just basketball game itself? Because if we're talking about basketball
game,
yeah, that's all you niggas want to talk about is rings. That's your go-to move is the rings. LeBron James is that nigga, man. I don't know what's wrong with you niggas, man. I'm not going to be the old head nigga because I've seen Jordan play and not put respect for LBJ's name. I'm not going to do that. His numbers are all that, my nigga.
Yo, watch this. Watch this. Tim Duncan is that nigga. You got a problem with me saying that? Okay, watch this. Shaq is that nigga. You got a problem with me saying that?
Nope.
Kobe's that nigga. You got a problem with me saying that?
LeBron's that nigga also. You got a problem with me saying that? Because he's
that
nigga also.
You got a problem with me saying that? You got a problem with me saying
that? LeBron is
that
nigga also.
You got a problem with me saying that?
LeBron is at the table with all those niggas. What the fuck are you talking about?
Not with rings. Not with your three rings. Not with your three rings. Yo,
well, why not?
This is,
why
yo,
not?
Real talk. Yo, real talk.
Why not?
This is, this, yo, real talk. Real talk. This is Jordan right now to LeBron James. You niggas got some audacity. You got three rings. Now you half of me. Is that all facts, what I just said? His three rings compared to Jordan's six. You half of Mike. Don't diss me. Don't play me and compare a perennial loser to Mike.
He's not a perennial loser. He's not a perennial loser. Can Mike, let me ask you a question. All these niggas you talking about, they had a Robin next to them, did they not? And more, did they not? Did they not? Did they not? Because Jordan cannot take this fucking team, the Cavaliers squad that he did, by himself on his back like LeBron did. What are you talking about?
Yo, check this rebuttal. Every LeBron championship that he won, did he have a Robin?
Yes.
You damn right
well,
he did.
So well, I don't know. I don't know because Wade was kind of washed in Miami, and Bosh was a jump shooter. And Ray Allen had a big three, so I don't know. Everything started with LeBron James. Everything started with LeBron James. Let's be clear on that.
Didn't have a Robin. Oh, so now he
didn't
have a
Robin. Not the way Jordan did.
So now it wasn't a Robin.
Kyrie, I give you that. On the ring they won, the first ring they won in Cleveland, well, the only ring they won in Cleveland, Kyrie stepped up big in that game seven.
Kyrie stepped up big in game five. Game seven,
close our game. When he shot the jump in Steph Curry's mouth, what are you talking about?
Game five in Golden State, Kyrie 41, 17 for 24. That's Robin.
I know LeBron was better. I know at 33 years old. I know at 33 years old, LeBron was better than all these niggas you talking about.
Jordan at 40.
I do know that.
Jordan at 40 years old, Washington Wizards averaged 20 points a game. Let me repeat. Jordan, at the age of 40, averaged 20 a game.
Yeah,
he
took, let's see, 2 years off. He took 2 years off in 94, 95, a year and a half off. Then he took off another. Then when he won in 98, Watson, when he took 99 off and 2000 off and came back 2001, right? If memory serves me right. So a lot of layoff for Jordan to rest, was it not? LeBron has never had no time to rest, my nigga. He just played 100 games this year alone. 235 playoff games, okay? Let's be clear on that. 235 playoff games.
So after saying all of that, if they lose, what will his record be in the finals? I'm going to now just not give you my opinion.
He's not going to win, bro. He's not going to win,
So wait a minute. Talk to me. I'm not going to give my opinion anymore. If he loses, will he have a winning record against the Golden State Warriors in the finals?
No.
Will he? Who will have? Will
Steph
Curry
have? Are we expecting him to beat the Golden State Warriors again, my nigga? No, we're not, bro. Knock it off. They went to what, 5 games with Kyrie last year and Kevin Love. And Kyrie mind wasn't even there. He was thinking about leaving anyway.
Golden State in 4. I'll be shocked if LeBron wills him to a win. I will be shocked.
I won't be shocked.
Bad coaching. Because it's bad coaching on Curry's part. If you lose to the Proswell, it will be shocking. But here's
you just said
thing.
He's the best player in the league. You just said he's the best player in the NBA. So what are you talking about? I'm confused.
So at the end of the day, it's this simple. Three Letterman and everybody who does NBA media, they're running around scrambling to create a narrative that LeBron James loses a finals but walks away unscathed, that it doesn't tarnish him. But you know who keeps it 100? My man, Rob Parker on Undisputed.
Rob Parker, LeBron hater. Okay. You're talking about a guy that's LeBron,
told,
man. Come on, my G. Don't do that. Rob Parker.
And told Shannon to his face, how you the best player of your generation, but Steph Curry got as many rings as you? What differentiates? What makes you stand out? You ain't the great one. You ain't Wayne Gretzky out here. You ain't Mario Lemieux out here. When you was winning it, nobody was winning it. Like Rob Parker said, everybody eat when LeBron the best player, but when Jordan was the best player, nobody eating. This is my ring. I'm greedy. But LeBron
so
played,
this tarnished legacy you're talking about here. So the legacy is tarnished. There's asterisk. He's on trial.
Kawhi Leonard, second year player, MVP the finals against LeBron. Andre Iguodala off the
wait
bench.
A minute. Wait. I'm not going to let you do that. You're blaming LeBron James for them losing to the Spurs that last year in Miami? Where the hell was Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh at? Don't do that, my niggas. See,
you tell me.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
Me.
Y'all niggas
you
be trying
me.
To shit on
you
LeBron. They was on a milk carton box. They was on a milk carton box. That's where the hell they was at.
Oh, that's what it
in
was.
A milk,
that's what
I just told you, nigga, on a milk carton box.
So your whole thing is this NBA Finals means nothing.
It means nothing.
No, it doesn't mean nothing. And it means nothing. That's what you're telling me? NBA Finals
if you look at the my nigga. Are you looking at the rosters, my nigga?
So I will say this again. Are you saying that
you're going
NBA
to a gunfight?
Nothing.
You're going to the gunfight with the ruler,
NBA
my nigga.
Finals means nothing. Are you telling me this NBA Finals means nothing?
No, because the super team is going to win. That's a fact. No one's picking Cleveland to win. No one in the Cleveland Cavaliers locker room thinks they're going to win, my nigga. You do know that, right? Like they don't. They know they're going to lose. Jesus Christ, man. Take this home, man.
PSA Podcast. The home of King Push. Drake, you dead beat dad. That's a killer cold that you can't grow your shit out to be nappy, man.
I think Drake is going to respond, my nigga.
Move here.
I think Drake
you don't even
respond.
Have to put no grease in your hair. Your hair's all smooth, man. You can't grow
that
it out, let it nap.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Hold on. Let me put this plug in here because I've been trying to tell you this for a long time that Drake Fonte was his pops. And niggas on Twitter was talking about that today. Fonte, who you show no respect to, Fonte is that nigga. Don't you ever get that misconstrued, boy. You heard? That's a fact, right. Nigga.
PSA hip-hop.
That's what it is, man. PSA hip-hop, man. It's your boy Watson in 3, man. NBA Finals tomorrow. I'm not going to enjoy this NBA Finals. It's just trash basketball to watch, man. It's just bad. You know what I'm saying? Damn, LeBron, man. It is what it is, man. I'll let your boys, man.